One's a vegan. The other's a cripple. No, it doesn't matter what they are. The show sucks. You're listening to Rant Speak. Rant Speak. With Samaria. Samaria. And Smokehouse. On Rant Radio Talk. Talk. Rant Radio Talk. Talk. Rant Speak. Rant Radio Talk. Talk. Rant Speak. You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up? You know that feeling that the whole country is like one inch away from saying, that's it, forget it? Think about it. Everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. For all you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight. It feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.
The price is right. Oh, hello. Up, up, up. There we go. That's a little high. And there's the perfect volume. Good evening. Welcome to the show. Tonight's backing track is Infected Mushroom. Why do I sound quiet? Just one second. Check, check, check. Okay, I'll have to deal with it then. Greetings, it's time for Rant Speak. Sunday night, it's Halloween night. And, October 31st, a couple days away from the election. I don't have not much to say about that. That's Cup of Joe's area of expertise. We're going to get Smokey on the line in a few minutes and get him in on the show, the co-host of Rant Speak. I'll bring up my show format here. So let's bring him in right now. Smokehouse, Smokehouse, Smokehouse. Call him. Oh, he's got his name labeled in the IRC. That's good. Not too worried then.
Hello.
Hello, Smokey. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. What's happening?
Not much.
Not too much. Hanging out?
Just hanging out. Oh, I forgot to turn the TV off. Hold on.
The evils of television have enveloped Smokey.
It's sports, dude. Sports don't count.
Okay, sports don't count then.
Okay.
Let's go to the IRC.
Okay.
Because it's important.
Sure it is.
They think it is, so we have to appease them.
Okay.
Insist. I insist. Pinion Blue, Psycho Fish, Ego Slacker, Speaker, Ricky Rocket, Purden, Joyous, Mr. Echo, Stick, Cat Compressor 2000, Richard, MST3K, K-Tog, Desert Runner, and that's about it in the IRC there.
That's good enough for me.
Yeah, it's good enough for me, too. So if you want to get into the IRC, you can go to rantradio.com and click on chat on the left-hand side, and you'll be chatting with all the great ones in there. Send our website, RantSpeak website. You can download all the archives there and look at our wonderful pictures as well.
Yes, and still my crappy bio, which I have not fixed.
It haunts you.
Yes, I'm going to make Kindling Boy do it because, well, I'm crazy.
Oh, yeah? Well, that's what he's there for, so...
I'll just send him some talking points and say, right, son.
Make me sound good. But that's what he signed up for, so...
He did. Yeah. He sent me some stuff today, but he did it on a Mac and forgot about that.
Oh, no.
And sent me something I can do absolutely nothing with, which is like really nice.
Mac format, unreadable by PCs?
Yeah, I'm like, what's .cwk? He's like, oh, I did it on a Mac. I'm like,
CWK.
Great.
It's like Cakewalk? Text editor or something?
I have no idea.
CWK. Wow.
Get some Open Office or something, dude. It's free.
Yeah.
Come on.
That would work.
Uh-huh.
So if you want to get involved with Errant Radio, you can send in your mugshot and be up there in the big mugshot in the sky there on our website.
Yep. Keep your shirt on if you're a guy.
If you keep your shirt off with your girl, that's all encouraged. I may not post it. I may keep it for my private collection or send it around to some key people.
Yeah, you have to share with me. You have to give me something.
Yeah, I'll share it with Smokey. So if you're going to take your shirt off, be warned that a couple people might get it.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can send in your name, city, and country if you're overseas, not North America. You can tell somebody about Rant Radio. We like that.
Yes, we do. Feed our egos.
Yes. We like that a lot. And more people that listen, more people enjoy. And we know people enjoy our stuff, so... Or you can send in your news stories to info@rantradio.com. And we need some bandwidth. We need bandwidth for all the radio stations because people love listening to what we pump out.
Yes, they do, apparently. Either that or they just turn their computers on and just leave them there all day.
I know that there's got to be some of those people because I look at the listening times and it's
there are some
days of listening times. Like they just leave it on 24/7. I'm sure their ISPs love that, but...
Yeah, that's a little creepy, but I guess if you want to do that, go ahead.
Yeah.
You know, I figured out why nobody emails me.
Why is that?
Because my email address is nowhere to be found on the webpage.
Really?
Nowhere.
Really?
It's not there at all.
Let me check that out.
Everything you have to click on me just goes to another page about me, but...
What? Let's see, About Rant Media, Smokehouse... Okay. You want it up there? You want your actual real email address up there?
Wouldn't that save some time?
Well, it would, but you also get kind of signed up for spam, too, by the spam spiders.
I get them anyway.
Okay.
I'm getting it anyway.
Okay, I'll put that up for you underneath your name there.
That's better. Because when I keep telling people to email me, and then I get emails from you, and the first thing in them says, this is for Smokey, it's like, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I think those people listen to the show, and I don't know why they don't. It's Smokehouse at rantradio.com.
Why that's so hard, I don't know.
It's almost, you could guess it. It's so easy.
Yeah. Maybe they can't spell the word. Maybe it's too long. Smokehouse, you know, it's like 10 letters.
Yeah, it's a compound word. It's two unique, you know, English words that are very common.
Yes, two syllables, you know.
Yeah, Smokehouse. Those are long syllables.
Yes, they are.
Five letters.
Maybe
syllables.
That's the problem.
That could be. They could be deceived by it and get all crazy.
That could be.
And we need some DJs too.
Yes.
Yep. For our talk station and industrial station and punk station, we got three places you can be a DJ on.
I'm forever answering people and I never get anything back, which is really fun.
That's disappointing. So they have interest and then they just don't follow up.
Yeah, there's that, and then I tell somebody maybe, like I did the other day, because I wasn't real sure about it, and then they got mad.
Yeah, you do run the risk of being turned down. That is a possibility.
I won't go into the details, because no matter what happens, I know you, and you'll blame me. But I told this person who I listened to some of his stuff, and I said, well, I'll think about it.
Yeah.
And then he just was like, well, you're an ass. And I'm like, well... I'm like, yeah, I guess I am, kind of, sort of.
If being an ass means saying no to shows that don't fit on the station, then Smokey's an ass.
No, well, yeah, there is that.
Yeah.
I said, because I heard a couple clips, and I said, well, I have to listen to your whole show first, and then I'll decide. And this was a conversation that I had on IM, which I knew I should not have done.
That's dangerous, yeah.
So I found this 27-minute clip, and I said, well, I'll listen to that.
Yeah.
And he did like this whole article on the different colors of poop.
Wow, that's enthralling.
So I said, I don't know, man. I haven't decided yet, but it's not looking too good right now.
The poop didn't convince you too much there?
Yeah, and he just lost his mind. He's like, you're a poor representative of the station. I'm like, I have never heard that before.
That's a good one.
I hear that a lot. And like, you're an ass. I'm like, I've never heard that before either. So I've come to realize that I most likely could be the most hated man in internet radio.
You're the sounding board for all problems that exist in the world.
I could be, and that's fine because it worked for Howard Stern.
Yeah, he's doing
people,
well. Yeah.
People tune in to him because they hate him.
He's got a multi-million-dollar contract now.
And like, yeah, $500 million. And this guy's friends were actually IMing me, telling me I suck.
Oh, God. You got the onslaught of idiots, eh?
Yeah, and this went on for like an hour, and I'm like, yeah, that's cool. Whatever.
If somebody posted your email address in the IRC there. It's shm0k3haus@rantradio.calm. So that's pretty close.
Oh, I forgot. This guy gave me a really big threat, too. I like this.
Oh, what's the threat this time?
He threatened me that he'd talk about me on his show.
Oh no.
And I'm like, oh, no, don't talk about me. I'd hate that.
That'd be awful. That'd be bad publicity there.
Oh, darn. There's no such thing as bad publicity.
They might talk about you, and then their listeners might come and check out what they're hating. And then they'll never go back.
Because I know when I was getting all those messages, yeah, they were from people that were listening to him at the time.
Okay.
So he's like, I'm going to talk about you and your station. I'm like, go ahead, dude.
Please, talk all you want about us. We love
Please do that. I'm a publicity whore.
Tell us we suck.
Talk about me all day. Not because I said no, but because I said maybe.
Oh, it was just a maybe, too. It wasn't over and done with.
No, it was maybe. Wow. And he got all pushy, and I'm like, dude, it's probably a good idea not to get pushy with me.
Yeah.
And there was like this "who the hell are you" thing, and
oh,
it just went
God.
Back.
Went downhill from there.
People hate me. I love it.
He feeds off of it.
I do. Makes me better.
Yep. Makes you stronger. You strike me down, I may arise stronger. I don't know what the quote is.
Yeah. I've actually heard that from other people before, directed at me.
Wow.
So that's good. But we've got nothing new this week.
No.
However, we do have election coverage all day Tuesday.
See, that's exciting. That's exciting.
Starting at 3 o'clock Pacific, I think, is when it starts.
3 p.m.
And we have, we actually have interviews with senators and stuff.
Ooh.
Which amazes me. I don't have the names in front of me.
Have they not checked out our site? Or
I hope not.
I'm guessing not. I'm guessing they haven't listened to any of our shows.
Dan Tenser's hosting it, and he's pretty well. He's pretty smart, so I think we'll be okay.
Excellent. So he's monopolizing that day, the Tuesday.
Yeah, it's Tuesday. This Tuesday.
Excellent. And everything's arranged with all the other DJs. They're all cool. And
yeah, everybody's cool. It's like election day all day.
Excellent.
So you don't have to watch Fox or CNN. You can listen to us.
You get the real news from Rant.
That's right.
The real election coverage.
Plus, I actually get to vote, so I'm pretty happy.
Hey, that's pretty cool. I don't get to vote.
My registration went in on time. I didn't think it did.
Oh, you did pre-registration, kind of, not registration, pre-voting before the day?
No, you still have to register to vote. You have to turn in like a little form.
Okay.
And I thought I waited too long, but I didn't.
So you're not going down to the polls on Tuesday, or you are?
I am.
Okay. Because I think Cuppa Joe said he went early. He already went down.
And I hate that, because that's just going to cause more problems.
Oh, really?
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because they know what's going on beforehand.
Everybody should vote on the same damn day. There's no excuse for it.
Yeah, well, there's some invalids that can't get out of the house that have to do it from home, but 700-pound women that lay in their couch all day.
You see it on the news, right? They show the lines. I didn't see any, lines of people in hospital beds, you know?
Yeah.
Just like, I'll vote early. Vote when everybody else does, you lazy bastard.
When I went to elections here in Canada, it was like a breeze. I just walked in and did it. No lineup at all.
Oh, but it's going to be...
It's going to be a big turnout this time in the States, I'm guessing.
It's going to be huge because, I mean, America is passionate right now. No matter what side you're on, everybody says it's going to be a low turnout. I'm like, how can that be?
I don't think that's going to be possible. It's going to be probably the highest turnout in decades.
Yeah, everybody right now is just nuts. They're just crazy.
I mean, there's been movies made about the elections and
yes.
Like, come on, when has that happened?
I mean, I'm kind of wasting my time voting in a certain sense because my candidate will not win in this state, but I'm going to do it anyway just to close the gap a little bit.
Cool.
I suppose. But
yeah, never say you're wasting your vote. Every vote, like even if it doesn't help that person win, they see it. They see that extra vote there, and it encourages them for next year.
I'm not wasting it. I'm not really going to help him win.
Right.
He's
going
to have to do it in another place.
I see. Do you have any news? I guess you already said that. No.
No, other than the election news.
Yeah.
No, I'm kicking some stuff around, but nothing really. So.
Cool. And Smokey does not turn down every applicant as a DJ. We do get new DJs, so don't worry.
No, I don't. I take in a lot more than I turn down, to tell you the truth.
Yep. Well, that's good. The big Rant Media news item, of course, it's been posted in the IRC for a couple days as the topic. It's Dark Atlas, which is up right now, if you haven't noticed people talking about it already. The second I put it up, who found it? Who was it? They had a script going, I can't remember who it was, Gluco Archive, I think it was.
Really?
They had a script checking the page, and it alerted him to when the page was updated, like 2 seconds. I'm not joking. 2 seconds after I put the index page up, boom. He's like, it's up.
That's a little thick.
That is scary. And then he proclaimed he had no life, so it was all forgiven.
You didn't link it in my format either. You suck.
What? Yeah, it's right there. I didn't do the link.
Okay. Yeah, I had to type it in manually. You made it hard on me.
You're getting used to the automatic link things. Okay.
Yeah.
So this site, Dark Atlas, it's all about Sean Kennedy. Every aspect of it is dedicated to Sean Kennedy, what he does, all the projects he's involved in, all the different aspects he is talented in. Let me just go to it right now as well so I can follow along.
I must say, thank God it's done because it was giving me a nosebleed.
It was lingering, and I really wanted to get it up. Like, it just sat around, and thankfully, Crano came to the rescue. And we want to thank Crano very, very much. He did an amazing job after the follow-up on the job he did for our page, Rant Speak page.
He's gonna write one for me, too, because I need one.
Excellent.
Because I do a lot of stuff. Need to, like, it helps me keep things straight, I think, if I had one.
Yeah, and these kind of pages do all-encompassing kind of things. So you can keep track of what you're working on. Because I know I use the releases page to keep track of what I'm working
mm-hmm.
on. So it's got the categories of About Sean. This gives you a quick rundown of what he's working on. Some very overview FAQs, of course. That'll be added to as people ask more stuff.
I've just realized something about Sean, too. He's like Osama.
In a sense, yes.
Because you never see him, but every once in a while a tape comes out.
Yeah, a videotape, an audio tape, here, there, you know.
And he's gone. Just like...
just like Kaiser Sose. Gone.
I don't know why it took me so long to think of that, but it just came to me like yesterday. I'm like, Sean's like Osama.
That's a good analogy. I don't know if he'd like that one, but it's very fitting.
It's a joke, okay? You both need to learn that the stuff I say on the show, the stuff I say on the show about Sean, they're jokes.
What? This is a comedy show?
I like all the stuff he does, but I gotta pick on the guy.
He deserves it.
Something. It's my job.
Yep. So we've got the sections about Sean, which I went over. All the audio projects, Tales from the After Now, the rants, which are linked directly. Thank you to Crano for typing those out. The Sean Kennedy Show and the What the Hell Show, and they all go to the respective pages. All his video projects, Patrolling, the Sean Kennedy TV Show, SKTFM.TV. His two books he has out right now. Bloodstained Rabbit is not linked right now because it's going to be re-released.
Yeah.
And also Scab Wings is also going to be re-released as well. Artwork.
I think there's more books coming too, if I'm
yes.
not mistaken.
Many in the works. He works on multiple things all at once. Like, he's got many, many ideas going.
Yeah.
And he's got some in the works right now. I can't remember the titles right now, and I don't know if he wants me to put up the titles yet.
I know what it is because I just found out a bunch of stuff today by accident.
Oh, really? Very, very mm-hmm. cool. And he is a very prolific writer, so... And he works on a lot of stuff at once. So some more writings are coming up there eventually. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people didn't know that Sean is actually an artist as well. He sculpts. He also draws, does sketches. So some of his artwork is going to go up there.
I haven't seen any of that yet. So
it's very. He's never really released any of it, and this will be the first when it goes up here. And I've seen very little of it as well. And he doesn't. He doesn't bring that out very much because he doesn't do it too much. He's more of a writer.
He's never so much as talked to me about, you know, drawings or sculpture, so that'd be totally different even for me to see it.
Yeah, that'll be interesting for people to see that because nobody's really seen that. And the kit corner, so that's going to be a general overview of some of Sean's stuff that he has.
Yeah.
There's that picture of him from the patrolling that I ripped out of the patrolling video, and that's kind of a faded ghosty image of him there. And mm-hmm. I thought it looked cool. It still looks kind of cool. So that'll be a list of his kit stuff. And contact page, and you can see the note on the bottom I added. Your comments are directed to Merit Media and do not go directly to Sean Kennedy.
Nothing does.
Nothing goes to Sean. You cannot contact Sean. We cannot guarantee a reply, but we do read all the comments.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been overwhelmed and I've given up on my email. I've totally
given up.
Yeah.
Did you really?
I've given into the fact that I will never, ever be able to answer all the email. So I'm
just... You want to pass some of it off?
I could. So I'll think about that part. I'm still thinking
You know what you need to learn, dude?
It's
something called the canned response. Okay? Because I used to do this when I used to work tech support. I would answer like hundreds of emails a day.
Okay.
And I had all the answers written out beforehand. I could go copy paste, and just fly through them because you know it's the same dumb shit over and over again.
It is. Yeah. And I think that's maybe what I'll do, and I'll just make a general email saying I've read your email. I may have read it on the air, etc., used it somewhere else, but thank you for your email.
And I don't mean to sound offensive when I say dumb shit. That's just how I talk.
Yeah.
They're just, it's the same simple questions we get all the time. So there's so many things you could do to streamline this process, like canned emails.
Yes.
Oh, it'd be great.
Sure. Yeah. So and also Kindling Boy helped fill in some of the blanks here with the write-ups on this page as well.
That's it. Make him do that too. There you go.
Yeah. So, and I'm going to get him to do some more write-ups here because some of these need to be beefed up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So that is exciting to finally get that done. And I'm going to put the little header across the top, the Rant Media header, and include the Dark Atlas on that little header, too, so everything's linked up, so everyone can find their way around nice and easy.
Okay.
And you can see at the top nice some cool book designs. I really, really like that. It looks kind of like faded, crumpled books at the top.
Yeah. I just figured out what that was. I didn't look at it that close. I'm just like, that looks kind of neat, but didn't really... I noticed that's what it was.
I'm just guessing it's a book. That's what I thought.
Yeah, I think you're... Yeah, it's got to be. I just never noticed.
It looks like a sideways view of pages kind of frame.
It is.
Yeah,
like a Bible or something.
And if you look to the right-hand side, I don't know what it is, but I know it's a skull.
There's a skull hidden in whatever that is.
I don't know what it is, but it's a skull for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very cool. There's no poll this week. Sorry about that.
Okay, there's no poll. I thought you just left it off again.
I updated the number, but I didn't.
How can it have a number if it doesn't exist?
I don't know. It's the missing poll.
It's like poll number 34. There isn't one.
There isn't one. It's when I think of something decent. So,
but you'll call the next one 35, though.
For sure.
Which will make no sense.
The missing poll number 35. So let's get into the email. Take it away, Strong Bad.
Email is awesome. Email is weird. Email is awesome. And email is weird. I'll never forget the way it was, girl.
This first one's from the forums, from No Delete. And if you could post that link in the IRC.
Sure, hold on.
It says, okay, time for me to rant about my favorite topic again. Smile. Police helicopters. Let's review the features of the Durham Police Helicopter from the Durham Regional Police Service webpage at blah, if you could post that one as well. Based in Oshawa Airport, the air support unit can be at the scene of any incident in the region within minutes to assist ground patrol efforts. The cover of darkness that criminals depend on to evade police capture is now a distant memory. By targeting their body heat, helicopters, thermal imaging system can detect suspects hiding in areas that once offered them cover. Thermal imaging camera, good for catching crooks. Fuck yeah. But the police would never look into your house and surveil you because you're a law-abiding citizen. Now, would they? We live in a nice, free, democratic society where our government is benevolent and doesn't pass laws restricting free speech and classifying the Bible as hate speech. Oops. Here's another link. In a unanimous ruling, Canada's highest court says police can use heat-detecting equipment to peer through homeowners' walls without violating their constitutional right to privacy. Patterns of heat distribution on the external surfaces of a house are not a type of information which give rise to reasonable expectation of privacy. Okay, I hope everyone is shitting a brick right now. If you're not, then it's time to take the blinders off your eyes. Let's get this straight. A technology that enables police to examine you through walls of your house is okay, because you should have no expectation of privacy in the parts of the spectrum they are able to see through the walls. This is kind of like saying, we can peek through your keyhole and watch you take a dump on the toilet. You should have no expectation of privacy. What would happen if a citizen were to go across from the police station with an infrared camera and peer inside? I think we know the answer to that. Okay, well, somebody is inevitably going to email me back saying, if you're law-abiding, then you should have nothing to hide. Well, I do have something to hide. It's called my bare arse crack, and that's why I go around wearing pants all the time.
Well, yeah, and you can't see that with heat cameras either, okay?
No, but you can see two bodies thumping against each other at 2 in the morning.
Well, I'm not saying they should do it, but yeah. I mean, they're not going to get a lot from these heat photographs. It's like blob, blob.
Yeah,
oh, good.
Not a
What's
whole
that
lot.
Mean?
Yeah, they're going after pot plants and pot growing operations, of course. But I sure wouldn't like them peering through my roof into what I'm doing and where I am at any given time.
Well, they don't have to. We all know where you're at.
At the computer.
Yeah, pretty much.
Whether it be porn or whether it be editing videos, I'm at the computer.
But you know, there'd be so much heat in that area they wouldn't know you're there anyway.
Well,
right?
You see the heat rising in his groin region again.
Well, that wasn't really what I meant, but I mean, just from all the electronic equipment around, you couldn't
Very
really
true.
Pick a lot out of that.
Very true.
You sick bastard.
I was just implying your sickness. I wasn't thinking of that.
Now.
Yeah.
Sure. You keep your groin region to yourself, buddy.
I usually do. Unless I've got a special lady.
Unfortunately, right?
Yes, unfortunately. This one's from the IRC. Soul Raper says...
Good.
Yeah, oh good, huh? IRC babble. Soul Raper says, hey, when you see this, I need your help when you're not busy and all. Me and Redman want to put together a rant meet in our area and need some guidance. And I
There's rules?
That's what I thought. So maybe some people need a little bit of help with this. What all goes through it, I'm wondering. I'm just setting up a what all goes into it, what I'm wondering is just setting up a location, time, and more. What I preliminary sent back to him is this link. I'll just post that. I've already got it.
Okay.
That is where we usually announce the rant meetups that people can go in, and a lot of people are active in the forums, and you can meet people in your area. And even if they're not active in the forums and you just know them through the IRC, you can point them to there, and you can post. And what I usually do for the Vancouver ones, or the BC ones, is, of course, post it there and give outlines. So saying that I want to have a meetup in this area, who wants to come? And then based on who wants to come, then we decide the place to meet. And then based on that, what day is best? And you just keep narrowing it down more and more and more until you've got a place.
Yeah.
Which works for most of the people. That seems to work really, really well for me.
I mean, the way I always understood it, it was just a bunch of people, they picked a place to go and they went. You know, it wasn't like a really big thing.
That's the basics, yeah. I guess some people just need a little bit of help, a little bit extra. But it's all about organization. Some people, I guess, aren't very good at organization.
Yeah, there's real people there.
Yeah.
If you can handle that, you should be okay.
And you can edit your posts, so if you make... that initial post about where it's going to be and stuff, you can go back to it after things are more decided and fill in the blanks. So you can edit your own posts. This next one's from Zeruth. Hey Sim, I'm really enjoying Grant Speak and all the
lie.
We know it's a lie. They're just sucking up. I mean, they don't even listen. They just see that I'm on the show and you're on the show.
I don't know why they suck up either, because we don't give them anything.
I just don't get it. And all the other radio shows that is on Rant Radio, and I listen to Rant Radio nearly every day. I sit now up here in Norway, listening to the last part of Season 3 of The After Now, and the last part scared me, chilled me, got goosebumps.
Me too.
Felt like my spine got frozen and my hair getting gray. So I'm listening to this last one, waiting for that to happen again. Plus, I'm waiting for Rant Speak. Anyway, awesome good work with the radio, and keep it up. Yours, Zeruth. Sorry for all the typos. The typos, there aren't really any typos. More just...
No, your English structure's a little bad, but yeah, your typing's good.
Your typing's good, yeah. So, you're welcome. And I don't believe you listen to Rant Speak, but I guess you do.
he lied twice, you know?
That's right. This next one's from Tommy. Says, hi, Sean. Sean says hi back. I'm channeling him right now.
I should go through all his stuff and cut out little words and things he says.
That would be hilarious.
Hi.
And take it from old radio shows and stuff and piece
right.
together canned responses.
Yeah,
hi, thank
fair.
You for your email, listener.
Fucker.
My name is Tommy. I'm from Quebec, Canada, and I just addict to your show, Patrolling. It is awesome. And I want to thank you for it. It really helped to think a different way. The fling car, for example. It was clear to me you really are the fucking man.
I think you meant flying car.
Yes. But the fling car is good.
Yes.
Thank you for being different. Hey, where can I get the hog haircut? Well, you go down to your local butcher's and, no. Yeah, he was talking about the flying car. And Well, thank you for enjoying patrolling. The WOG haircut, it is...
Join the Marines.
Yeah, join the Marines. They'll give you a free one. You'll have to stay with them for a while to actually get that haircut. But
you'll get the haircut.
You could go to a barber's and ask for... what is it called?
It's not a flat top. It's
no.
It's more like a crew cut.
Yeah, it's very... very thin. It's like between a crew cut and a mohawk. It's kind of the midpoint there.
Yeah.
But there is a name for it, and it's just escaping me right now. And maybe I'll think of it later as it comes to me. But it is a standard haircut that you could
jar
ask
head.
For it. Yeah, it's jar head. Or you could just bring a picture of Sean to your barber. High and tight. Well, that's not really the name for it. That's just how Sean describes it. This next one's from Decompose. Hey, where can I find the archives of the Sean Kennedy TV show?
Torrents, you can't.
You will not get it. Torrents, etc. will be good, thanks. There are a couple up right now, I think, episode 1 and 2.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't think anybody is actually sharing it, because people keep asking me about it.
That's a good question. I don't know. But you can find the torrents on this page if you could. Yep, there you go. And if somebody's sharing it, then you'll be able to get it. And I can check right now and see if somebody's sharing it. Let me see. I'll just boot up my Azurus. Oh, I don't have it dialed in, so I don't know right now. But usually somebody is sharing it. It's better if you turn off your firewall or poke a hole in your firewall for the ports that the torrent program uses, and that will increase the number of people you can download it from.
I seem to have this weird thing where I get things off torrent that I really don't need all that badly.
Yes.
If it's something I really, really want, I'm not getting it. But if it's something I kind of want, it's right there.
That's how it always works, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Especially with your torrents. You're always constantly complaining about them.
Well, see, that's why I know there's a God, because he sort of hates me. And he does these things to me on purpose.
Oh, man. This next one's another foreign email. We got 3 or 4 this week. It's awesome. It's from Henrique. Me, I am Brazilian, but I live in France.
Wow.
If you are cool, put subheading at least, and I like the metal, not requirements, to attack. Thank you. I don't know what he's talking about.
usually I can translate, but no, I got nothing.
You got, like, requirements, subheading, attack, I like metal, I don't know. I just, you lost me there. But it's funny anyway, thank you.
Yeah, thanks, dude.
Yeah, you rock, sorry. Next one's from Brian. Hey, guys at Rant TV, I'll be pretty honest with you, I'm 21.
Well, you know, I have to stop here. It's pretty bad when you can't spell F.
Well, it's short. It's shorter. Well, it's actually not shorter. You have to press the same number of keys.
Yeah, he's got like the little symbol you use for email in place of the word at, and I'm like, wow.
That's right. And you even have to coordinate these two keys you're pressing. You can't let go of one before you press the other. So it's actually harder to type.
I know I stopped you, but I thought I should bring that up because if you can't type a two-letter word... You got the problems.
I just hope he doesn't do that at school.
Oh, I hope not either.
Because I know what happens at school. I've heard reports of that. And they're getting, like, Fs and Ds for doing this crap at school.
They should.
Yes, they should. I'll be pretty honest with you. I'm 21. I'm from Ontario, Canada. And I'm pretty drunk. And I'm addicted to Rant TV. Well,
maybe I know this guy.
This is our demographic. Drunk people from Ontario, Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he is enjoying Rant TV. If you were sober, it might be a different story. But I started watching you guys with the new Winamp 5 release. Just wanted to say I love what you're doing and keep up the good work and surprisingly funny shit.
That reminds me, did you even put the new episode of Patrolling in the rotation yet?
I think I made a note of it. I think I started to process it, but I didn't.
Yeah, without me, you'd be so screwed.
I'd just be sitting in the corner, rocking back and forth, crying.
I'm saying, I really shouldn't answer my email, but I won't.
Oh, wait, here we go. Henrique, this is a follow-up. Your film's his great, but could you put in French, thank you?
No,
we're not going to put subtitles in French. There will be no, if somebody wants to do it and make it like a transcript and translate it to French, all the more power to you.
Oh, God, don't say transcript because some freak will do it. Because we get a lot of that. It's like, I transcribed the whole thing.
Really? Yeah.
That's nice.
Hope you had a good summer.
Have you seen the sun?
Looking a little pale there, boy. Yeah. No, we won't be translating it officially in-house, but you never know. Maybe Henry can work on it. Your English is doing okay, so...
Yeah, sort of.
Sort of. Well, we're sort of understanding you. This next one's from Meh. M-E-H. Meh.
Uh-huh.
Meh. Says, hey, Sean. Sean says, hey.
Hi.
You really made me think by bringing up the fact that I don't have a flying car. What the fuck? Why can't I have a flying car? Well, naturally, I went to NASA. I went to a man that I've known for a while named Gary Beard. I asked him why we don't have flying cars, and he told me that it was extremely difficult to build a flying car. The width of a flying car would require at least a 30-foot-wide street and would not be able to be more than 1,000 to 2,000 pounds. He explained how our infrastructure could not handle a flying society because many of your communication lines above the ground are above the ground, it would be extremely expensive to change all of that. He says the most practical way for us to incorporate flying cars into our society would have to be flying taxis, where there would be places where you could drop off near where you would want to go. That sounds like airports.
Yeah.
This way there would be only a select group of people piloting these vehicles, and we would still be able to live far away from our jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like airplanes.
Yeah, it's called a commuter flight. That's what that's called.
Exactly, and they already have them. I feel that he is a reasonable person to ask. He has won several awards, including one for making the fastest air-consuming plane thus far, Mach 7, with positive thrust.
That's fast.
That's very fast plane. So I guess he would be...
That's a lot of fast.
He would definitely be an authority to ask about airplanes, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, just throwing in my two cents. Have a great day or night, I guess. Guys, Coleman. Well, thank you, Coleman.
I would agree with that. If we have flying cars, we got to change a lot of stuff.
It would be chaos. It would be definitely chaos. But one person having a flying car and having it in their backyard with lots of takeoff room, maybe a little different. But
there'd be a lot of dead people if everybody had one.
Definitely, there would be culling of the herd. And
road rage would reach a whole new level. Horrible.
Ugh. Be fun though.
Death Race 2000.
Yes, 2004.
That's what that would be.
Yeah. LV says, "Hi there. I wanted to drop you a line. Thanks for doing what I think is a good job. Well, we think it's a good job too, but we're not quite sure."
He's got it in asterisks, like he's not sure either.
I know, he's like putting a little disclaimer. What I think is a good job. He's not sure if it's a good job, but
okay. Well, okay.
Yeah. I run.
We'll pretend like we know, and he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, we'll pretend.
We'll go. Yeah.
I run a auto customizing shop here in Toronto, Canada. I run a great sound system through my shop and have internet radio blasting all day long. My opinion of mainstream radio is that it sucks. Well, I agree with you. I don't listen to it at all. Because they play the same songs over and over again.
Talk radio is still good, though. I listen to that.
Yeah, talk radio is pretty good. Because it's different every day. They talk about something different. In today's multimedia world, it's hard to see past the fog of pure bullshit. Ooh, that'd be nasty. Bullshit fog. You guys do a great service to us all who know better. My customers come into the shop and always ask, "What the hell are you listening to?" I tell them, "The truth. Can you handle it?"
Oh, I hope you don't scare your customers away, man.
No kidding. So, from a devoted listener up here in the Great White North, well, I'm up here too. Keep up the good work before the powers that be get you like they did Stern. Well, Stern's the better for it, so.
Yeah, he's doing okay.
He's doing okay in the pocketbook department and freedom of speech department as well. He can now say anything he wants and get paid more for doing it. If any of you guys make it up to Toronto, drop me a line, and I'll show you around a cool city. Take care, Elvi. Well, thank you.
I went there once, a long time ago.
Well, there you go. You got a friend. We've got a friend in Toronto now.
I thought it was dirty, but that was just me.
I've only passed through. I've only stopped there on flights, and I'll be stopping there for going to Cuba, too, like for an hour or something.
Yeah, so. When I went there, I thought, and people think I'm making this up, this was about 7 or 8 years ago I went there. And there's always the stereotype, you know, where it's all beer and donuts in Canada. That's how it was in Toronto. Every other store was like beer, donuts, beer, donuts, beer, donuts. I'm like, what the hell?
We love our donuts.
It's totally different out there than it is out west where you are. It's weird.
Yeah, it is a bit different. But the states like their donuts, too. I mean, Krispy Kreme's doing pretty
well. Well, I know, but Toronto, when I was there, was the Canadian stereotype.
Well, yeah. They exemplify Canadians. That is the big Canadian city is Toronto.
Yeah.
With like Vancouver as a second.
I was just amused by it. Especially when they say A with the accent they have.
Yeah, Torontonians do have a bit of an accent.
They do have the accent.
British Columbians have a lack of accent.
Yeah.
We are like the newscasters of North America.
Yeah. You pretty much are.
Now on to the internet news.
Uh-huh.
Movie theaters accused of discrimination.
Oh, no.
And this is not the way you think it is. This is very interesting, and I'd love some feedback in the IRC here, or when people phone in later. Toronto. A lot of Toronto in the news this time. Canada's first deaf parliamentarian is campaigning to make Ontario's movie theaters more accessible to people with hearing problems. Complaints filed with the Ontario Human Rights Commission on behalf of deaf people. Former MPP Gary has lodged complaints with the Ontario Human Rights Commission. He alleges that the movie theater industry discriminates against moviegoers who are deaf or hard of hearing.
Now, hold on. Apparently, this man hasn't been to a movie in the last, like, 10 years.
Yeah.
God damn, they're loud.
Like, it wouldn't be a problem for hard of hearing, I wouldn't think.
Wouldn't think? No.
Deaf people? Okay, you can't. But is life unfair to them? Should everyone be forced to learn sign language? If I was deaf, I would learn to read people's lips. And maybe, of course, you're going to miss out on people's when they're turned away from you. Of course.
Maybe I'm selfish, but I hate subtitles. I hate them because I hate to read when I'm watching a movie. It just pisses me off.
When it's an English movie, I can understand that. When it's in a different foreign language, I'd rather have the subtitles and listen to the actor's voices than some American voice.
Well, yeah. I'm just I tend to get distracted, though, when there's subtitles, because I forget to watch the movie because I'm too busy reading, which is kind of annoying, but that's just me.
Yeah. And are movies discriminating against blind people, too? Should they have, like, a Braille pop-up book for them so they can follow along with the scenes and feel the actors' faces on a book or something?
Pop-up. You know, they actually... They're doing similar stuff with the DVDs now, if you've noticed. They have commentary for blind people.
Oh, you know what? That is true. There's some stations here in British Columbia that you can go to the second audio channel.
Right.
I don't know if many people know about this, but there's second audio channels on some stations. And it describes the show to you.
Yeah,
it
does.
It's the funniest
really
shit ever. If you ever get a chance to do it, it's so funny the way they describe their facial expressions and how doors close and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it's so funny.
I have a couple DVDs with that on them.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never heard about it on a DVD.
The Daredevil DVD I know has it. I think they use that for
okay, yeah, Daredevil DVD. That's
and
ironic, of course.
The Passion of the Christ also has it.
Ah.
And I may have some other ones, too. I'll have to check.
So you know what? They could do it. I guess the blind organizations have an argument there, too. They could open the doors to, like, little headsets that they could put in the seat, every seat. Just like they have on planes, and it'll describe the movie to you.
So the kids can rip them off and break them.
Well, no. You'd have to go up to the front counter, I guess, and or bring your own or something. Anyway, yeah. Continue on. At issue is whether all films shown in Ontario should have some form of captioning. 9 complaints have been filed with the commission, where a tribunal began pre-hearing discussions Wednesday. There is a technology known as rear window captioning. It projects subtitles onto a small screen the viewer places in the cup holder of the theater's seat armrest. Now, I've never seen this or heard of that. That's really interesting.
No.
Another form of captioning puts the subtitles on the film for everyone to see, which would annoy me to no end.
Yes, it would.
So I'd rather have the other thing, which is probably 10 times more expensive.
I'm still hung up on the pre-hearing thing. That's
like pre-hearing. I'm sure that is just a funny way of the writer to throw that in.
We heard it before we could hear it. Okay.
Yeah, pre-hearing. Malkowski says captioning across the bottom of the screen would also improve children's literacy and assist new immigrants with their English. Well, that's
no, it wouldn't. No, it wouldn't.
I don't think it would.
Nobody goes to the movies to pay attention and learn.
You don't go to the movies to learn English. Well, some people do, actually, but because that's what Jackie Chan said. He learned his English from watching North American movies, but...
Yeah, but see, we're a different culture. People don't go to school in this country to learn English, okay? I mean, and that's when they're supposed to do it,
yeah.
So...
Next one, genetically modified cats for sale. Cat lovers can put down a deposit to buy a genetically engineered kitten in 2007.
Do they have two heads?
Unfortunately, they don't have two heads, not yet. We're still waiting on that. That may be a little bit longer.
Damn it.
California biotechnology company has began taking orders for a hypoallergenic cat for pet lovers prone to allergies. The genetically engineered feline, which is expected to be available from 2007, is the first in a planned series of lifestyle pets. And if you go look at the pictures on the website, these cats look really stunned. Like, they're not they're not really all there to get together there.
They don't look right.
Yeah, they don't look right. Quite right, yeah.
As if a cat could be right.
Exactly. Up to 10% of the U.S. population alone are believed to be prone to symptoms that can affect the eyes, nose, ears, throat, lungs, nose, and skin.
I am.
You're allergic to some forms of cat?
I'm very allergic to my cat. I can't play with him for any more than maybe 5 or 10 minutes.
Oh, wow. That's the next line addresses that. Many cat lovers ignore medical advice and discomfort and choose to keep animals as pets or use expensive medications to cope with their allergies. Now, that's dedication, eh? Wow. And I know there's some cats you can get, some really ugly hairless cats you can get. Or ones with, like, super curly hair that are really weird looking. That most people aren't allergic to.
Yeah, I'm not even worried about it because my cat's gonna outlive me anyway, so I'll never need another cat. My cat's 19 years old and will not die.
That is amazing.
So, you know, he's going to outlive me.
No kidding. Holy crap. Nope.
He'll be 20 on Easter.
Wow. Still kicking it.
Yes.
Wow. Loyalty cards. Idea for TV addicts. Viewers could be soon rewarded for watching TV as loyalty cards come to a screen near you. Any household hooked up to Sky, this is from Britain, could be used using smart cards in conjunction with their set-top boxes. Broadcasters such as Sky and ITV could offer viewers loyalty points in return for watching a particular channel or program.
You know what? If somebody pays me to watch TV, I'll do it.
I don't know if you're going to get much money from this.
No, I need the job, man. I'll take money to watch TV. I don't care.
It's not the worst job, I guess.
No.
Sky will activate a spare slot on the set-top boxes in January, Marketing Magazine reported. TV pocket money, Sky set-top... Oh, that's redundant. Viewers who stay loyal to a particular TV channel could be rewarded by free TV content or freebies from retail partners.
Isn't it free anyway?
Kind of. Yeah, I guess you get unlocked secret channels or something.
Over there, it's not free. TV's free over here.
Yeah, it's not free. You can't just buy a TV and go watch. In Britain, you have to pay a license.
Yeah,
because
that's
it is
lame.
It's essentially free. You can get it, but it's like a community supported thing, which is interesting. This next one was sent to me by all over the place. A guy at work sent it to me too, and I think five other people emailed it to me. Homeland Security agents visit toy store.
Cool.
So far as she knows, Puffer Belly Toys owner Stephanie Cox hasn't been passing any state secrets to sinister foreign governments or violating obscure clauses in the Patriot Act. She was so taken aback by a mysterious phone call by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security to her small store in this quiet Columbia River town just north of Portland. I was shaking my shoes, Cox said in a September phone call. My first thought was the government can shut down your business on a whim, in my opinion. If I'm closed, even for a day, that would cause undue stress. When two agents arrived at the store, the lead agent asked Cox whether she carried a toy called the Magic Cube, which he said was an illegal copy of the Rubik's Cube, one of the most popular toys of all time.
I had one.
I had one, too. I think everyone had one. That's definitely a big seller back in the 80s.
I never figured it out.
Neither did I. I think I got two sides once.
I think I took it apart. Yeah, I took it apart and put it back together the right way.
Yeah, I think that's what most of them ended up as.
Mm-hmm.
He told her to remove the magic cube from her shelves, and he watched to make sure she complied. After the agents left, Cox called the manufacturer of Magic Cube, the Toy Smith Group, which is based in Auburn, Washington. A representative told her that Rubik's Cube patent had expired, and the Magic Cube did not infringe on the Rivals Toys trademark. Virginia Kais, a spokesman for Immigration and Customs Enforcement, said the agents went to Puffer Belly based on trademark infringement complaint filed by the agency's Intellectual Property Rights Center in Washington, D.C., and wait for it. This is the best statement ever. One of the things that our agency's responsible for doing is protecting the integrity of the economy and our nation's financial systems, and obvious trademark infringements does have significant economic implications. This is what Homeland Security is up to. They're protecting you by protecting the companies. 6 weeks after her brush with Homeland Security, Cox told the Oregonian that she is still bewildered by the experience. Aren't there any terrorists out there, she said.
Wow.
That's mind-blowing.
I have a hard time believing that. That's, like, so out there.
Isn't it? Like, this is what your tax dollars and what their focus is on. Protecting the homeland by protecting you from fake Rubik's Cubes.
I just can't imagine Tom Ridge coming in Toys R Us looking for Rubik's Cube. It's just...
Yeah.
Nah.
I think they're misguided. I guess the country is so safe. It must be so safe at this point. That they're able to come down to this level and enforce copyright infringements. I mean, that's the greatest evil in your country right now.
Actually, you know what? We must be.
Yeah.
Because absolutely nothing has happened.
I know.
Nothing. They keep telling us it will, but it never does.
So it's either been a fluke in 2001 when all that went down, or somebody's doing a really good job now.
I don't think it was a fluke. You know, that's kind of hard for something that used to be a fluke. I'd like to think that maybe we're doing a really good job.
Well, I would like to hope that's the case, for sure. That a really good job is being done, and that's why nothing bad has happened. Teachers bring Bush speech ouster. Yeah, try saying teachers' T-shirts a lot of times. Three Medford area school teachers, Janet, Candace, and Tanya, rejected from a Bush rally in Central Point, Oregon for wearing these T-shirts, which you can see in the picture, which Bush event staff called obscene.
Really?
Let me just, I don't think it says what the T-shirts say in the article. It says, protect our civil liberties. That's what it said on the T-shirt. And
okay, and
one of them had an American flag and the Statue of Liberty. And they were ejected from the rally because they said those T-shirts were obscene. Protecting your civil liberties is obscene, by the way. President Bush taught three Oregon school teachers a new lesson in irony or tragedies Thursday night when his campaign removed them from a Bush speech and threatened them with arrest simply for wearing T-shirts that said protect our civil liberties. The women were ticketed to the event, admitted to the event, and then were then approached by event officials before the president's speech. They were asked to leave and to turn over their tickets. Two of the three tickets were seized, but the third was saved when one of the T-shirts put it underneath an article of clothing. Bra. The U.S. Constitution was not available on site for comment, but expressed in a written statement support for the freedom of speech and of press, among other civil liberties.
You know what? I'm tired of the whole thing. Tuesday will be over and screw it.
Yeah.
You know?
And they went there to support the president. They were actually on the side of the president. And they were not there to protest. They were not there to yell out, and they didn't yell out. They were ejected for their T-shirts. Yeah, it's getting pretty sickening, the whole thing.
It's weird.
How much overreaction everybody is doing for this, especially the event organizers. And they're rejecting anybody who's not dressed up in exactly how they want them to be dressed.
They're psychos. They're psychos.
But I don't know. I don't know why it's causing them such hysteria. But
That may have been a misunderstanding of some type.
It could be. It could be. Of course, this report is extremely one-sided.
Yeah, that seems a little odd to me. I can't see, you know, like Bush telling them to throw somebody up for wearing a T-shirt that said "Protect our civil liberties." Just odd.
Exactly. Yeah, that is odd. Maybe somebody took it wrong or something. But still interesting. Very interesting. It's time to open the phone lines and take some phone calls. And so if anybody wants to phone in, we use Skype, and just private message me in the IRC, and you can get it from skype.com, and our name, Rant Radio's name is Rant Radio on the Skype network, so you can just add me in there, and if you're going to private message me, please give me both names that you register Skype with, your real name and your Skype name, because it's all foobarred.
Once again, we flew through the news in about 15 minutes.
Well, that's good.
I know. It's just funny. You educate us well sometimes.
But not this time. Yes, it takes your full name from Skype. So if you want to look up what your full name is, that's what it takes. Not the nickname. So let's see. Who wants to talk? Oh, there they come.
Is there a swarm?
There's a few. And that person's not giving me their proper Skype name. And that person is. So let's give Pinion Blue a call. Let's see what Pinion have to say this week. Let's see what people think of Dark Atlas. Pinion, how's it going this week? Oh. That's pretty crazy sounding.
It's going very fuzzy.
It's going super fuzzy this week for Pinion Blue.
We can't hear you, dude. Something's wrong.
He's in an airplane, and the door is open on the airplane. Interesting sound. Maybe we can use it in an industrial song. So we're going to hang up on Pinyon Blue there.
Jump out when the light goes green, dude.
Yeah, don't jump out before or after. Do it at the right time. Yeah, let's see what this person... Yes, X-E-Y-S, you may phone in. And but I need to know your name if you're signed up and all that stuff. Ah, Purden. Purden dressed up as a goth for Halloween. He posted some...
That's hard to do.
Put on some black clothing and some white makeup and put on some purple eyeshadow. And
hell, man, you can go to Hot Topic and buy a kit now for birthday.
The all-in-one kit, goth kit. Purden!
Hey.
How's it going?
What's up?
Ah, not much. Doing a little radio show here.
Good.
What's happening with your Sunday night?
I think we have.
I dressed up for Halloween.
I saw the picture.
Yes, how you do have like it was buffering.
Let's sit here.
Yeah, there's lag.
Yes, there is lag. Tell us all about your Halloween, Purden.
Well, I went to work because I didn't know how to put makeup on me because I'm a guy and I don't put makeup. So I go down and I thought my assistant manager could put makeup on me because she is a girl and she does like me. And, well, she told me to come down there to get pictures of me.
This is a really interesting story, dude.
Whoa.
very interesting.
Well,
yeah.
Well, me and her are friends, right? So she puts makeup on me. And when the customers come in, because it's a gas station, right? I'm in the office, and I'm screaming. And she's telling me how I put the lipstick on the wrong way, because I was wearing a black lipstick. And I kept on yelling, I don't wear fucking lipstick all the goddamn time. This is my first time wearing lipstick.
Sure.
One customer actually came in the office. Shut up. One customer actually came into the office seeing if everything was okay, right? And, well, like, black lipstick all over my face, and it was all covered in white. She was fixing it up, and the customer's like, what are you doing to this poor kid? And she told him that she was doing my makeup because I was being a goth, so to speak.
Show of hands.
It was all done. I got
Who's
some pictures.
Bored?
I repost... Fuck off. Anyways, my tapes are missing from my camera. Tapes I took from my episodes. Fuck off! Too much lag.
We're going to let you go, Purden. And thanks for the update. Purden update.
Is Smokey having an orgasm?
Yes, he is. He's
no, I'm dying, dude.
All he is...
I feel my life leaving
well,
me.
If you
right
actually
now.
Ask me something.
It's too brutal. The lag is way too brutal.
No, besides, how's your Halloween?
Why would I ask you something? That would mean I cared.
You care about me.
Oh, Purden's gone. I think it got cut off somehow. I'm not quite sure.
Oh, my God. Make it stop, man.
We're going to... That was bad. That was pretty painful. I don't think it would be any less painful if there wasn't a lag. What do you think?
No, it wouldn't. It just drew out the inevitable.
We got to have an upswing from that. And yeah. The upswing is getting some candy for Halloween. But I don't see candy on the list. Candy,
she's in the IRC.
Yeah, I know. What is her name on here? She's not showing up as online, but maybe it's just being bad.
Skype, bad? No.
Never. What the hell's her name again? Her real name.
I know her real name.
Can you give the first letter of her first name?
K.
Okay. Oh, what the hell? K. Damn it! She's not on here. Oh, well, can you, she's having technical difficulties. We're going to go on to somebody else in the meantime.
Okay.
She says, okay, we're going to go to Glowstick and see if he's got his shit together. I know he had some troubles before. Oh, he says he's got a new mic. He won't be breathing. It won't be all breathing this time.
cool.
That'll be nice. We hate breathing people, mouth breathers on the show.
Yeah.
Hello?
A little bit of breathing there. Glow Stick, how's it going tonight?
It's doing pretty good, man. Cool. Is my mic right this time? It's not like all breathy and a storm and whatnot.
It's a lot better.
Yeah. It's you're a lot better.
Thank you.
Yes.
All right. I noticed at the end of patrolling, it says you guys are releasing a movie. I was wondering, what is it about? Can you give us a little bit of like, insight on that?
We don't know.
It's as you can see on the Dark Atlas page, Sean is working on some scripts for the movie. It's not quite settled yet exactly what the movie's going to be. We're planning on filming it in the summer of 2005. But you know, plans get waylaid. But nothing solidified yet. But if you know what Sean is like and this type of stuff Sean likes, that'll give you a little bit of a hint of what kind of movie it will be.
Yeah, right now we're at the hey, dude, you want to make a movie stage?
Pretty much. Yeah, but it should be exciting no matter what it is. And maybe we won't do a full movie right away. Maybe we'll do a short thing just to make sure we know what the hell we're doing. Maybe a 15-minute thing.
Yeah, because this will require acting, I would imagine, of some sort.
Yes, and acting's a different realm than just being yourself on camera.
And, I mean, I probably won't even be in Vancouver in 2005, but if it goes bad, it'll even ruin me.
And we don't like releasing bad stuff, so...
No,
if it goes all bad, it just won't get to see the light of day. I'll use, like, the outtakes in, like, SKTFM.TV or something.
Unless we can somehow recruit George Lucas to help, you know, there's no way it'll get pulled off. It's only, really bad.
Only financially will I allow George Lucas to help.
I don't know. He's real good with special effects. You know, he could cover up all the really bad parts.
True. I wouldn't turn down LucasArts special effects department. That's for sure.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
I see.
I wouldn't let him, you know, write a script or anything like that.
Or direct.
Oh, I think he can do that. He's just computer happy.
That's true. That is very true. Yeah, he has made some good movies in the past. Although I haven't seen them. I haven't seen American Graffiti. I should get that. Or
I haven't
that.
Either. I haven't seen that THX movie he made either. I have to see that.
Yeah, that's good if you know what it's about. But it's pretty heady.
Any other questions now that we talked over you for 3 minutes?
That's fine, man. Also, I noticed Sumerian had that thing about the porn on beta recording. I was wondering, when is that coming out?
Well, there's a couple things happening with porn on beta. We're going to be shooting a music video for the song off our second album, Rewind. So that's happening in a couple weeks, and Sparky's helping with that, doing the filming and editing. And we just finished recording a new cover song, Ocean Blues by Tom Cochran.
Hold on. You're letting someone else do this for you?
Yes, I am.
You're not Sumerian. Who are you?
You're an imposter. I have a hand in the editing, but I just don't have time to do the editing.
Oh, I'm sure you will.
A heavy hand watching over your shoulder. No. I have belief in him that he can do it. I just don't have time to do that, and I really want to get it done. And also, I'm working on getting... pressed copies of the second album out so people can buy it with a cover and everything, which would be nice. And we're also already started working on the third album. We've got some names going around and stuff for song titles and things like that. So, and I'm thinking about a spring tour because it's a little bit late in the year to go all over the place and it's very cold, so I don't really like playing in the cold because I usually end up doing that, doing shows in the winter time, and I hate it.
That's because you have no body fat and you can't stand it.
It's very true. Entirely true. So that's what's happening on the porn on beta front.
Finn will be the first rock star that has a heat rock on the tour bus.
Hey, that's a good idea. So any other questions or comments?
No, that's it. See you guys next Sunday, hopefully.
You betcha. Thanks for calling in.
All right, bye.
Bye. Cool. Good questions. Good questions.
Yeah.
Let's see if Candy's got her shit together. Nope. She's still not on the list. Not at all. I don't even know. I can't even remember what her name is on the list. It's not starting with a K. If you could private message me it, or if she could private message me the name. It's not under Candy. And I keep repeating that every week, but people don't listen. Please give me your real name.
I just sent you her real name.
Okay. Let me just take a look at that. No, it's not under that. Oh, well.
So why is this a problem now? This has never been a problem before.
I know. I don't know why it's a problem this time.
God, I hate technology.
Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't.
I'm going to be like Sean. I'm just unplugging all of it and saying, fuck it.
And just walk away. Just walk away.
It'll maintain itself for a while.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, Pinion Blue says he's got his shit together now. And that's the only person I can find on the list so far that's trying to message me. Okay, we got Richard as well wants to talk. Let's see if Pinion Blue is fixed up.
Hello.
Hello, Pinion Blue. You're loud and clear. Excellent.
Yeah, I had my input and my output on my mic switched around, so I kicked in the wrong one, and all you could hear was static.
That would definitely do it.
Yeah, you gotta watch keeping your inputs and outputs straight, man. You get in trouble that way.
That's right. You may get into
I actually haven't heard the show in like 4 weeks. What's going on, you guys? It's been a month.
You haven't missed a damn thing, man.
Nothing's happened. We're the same people saying
no
the same shit.
No new patrolling or no new shit like that.
Oh, that kind of stuff. No, I've been having a life lately, and and it's been interfering with my rant stuff, so...
Welcome to the jungle, Sim. God damn.
I definitely apologize for having a life and letting everyone down, but I will try and belay my life and push it aside to sit in front of the computer and soak up the cathode ray tubes of this.
Hey, it's cool, man. You see, you got a new Sean page up. That looks pretty cool.
Yeah, Crano did an excellent job.
Pretty well done.
I'm really happy, and I want to thank him again and again and again for it.
And a lot of people tried to do it, but just didn't really,
Didn't really pull it off. And I wanted, it needed to be really special for Sean's page and something that really exemplified him. And I thought the title, the graphic at the top was so perfect. It's absolutely amazing.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't even close. I mean, it wasn't even like we had to deliberate over it.
Oh, no.
It's like, oh, he wins.
Yeah, hands down. Hands down wins. Yeah, so I was we were really happy with that. So I'm hoping to get a patrolling next week. I can't promise anything, though.
That's cool. Yeah.
And of course, the SKTFM episode 8 is sitting in, or 9, or oh, it's 10, isn't it? I can't remember. It's sitting in the background. I've got all the stuff ready for it. But
It's a new one. It's a new one. That's all. We don't know what the number is.
It's a new one.
At some points, waiting longer for Rant Media stuff always means it's better. So, I mean, I'm willing to wait.
Yeah, these last couple episodes.
Sure it does.
Yeah, I don't know, but I can't promise that. But we are working. I was over at Sean's today. We did some filming for season 2 of Patrolling, and he's got an outline that just kicks ass for season 2. Everybody will be very happy, especially with
the
opening episode. It's going to be amazing.
What's the tentative episode slate for the first season? How many episodes you're going to have in it? When you're going to end it?
It's going to be 9 or 10. Definitely 9, but maybe 10, depending on how long the segments run. So
cool.
At least 2 more episodes of season 1.
Yeah, I was just going to recommend a couple things to you. Check out. Maybe you can put them up as recommended media or whatnot.
Sure.
There's a whole bunch of... the 9/11 conspiracy videos and stuff like that, like you find them all over the internet and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I've actually found one that isn't so much conspiracy as it actually plots out every single thing that happened that day, and it kind of just, it goes through and presents hard evidence.
Well, that would be
called. It's called 9/11 in Plain Sight. Plain as in PLANE.
Oh,
and
nice.
You can check it out and look it up on Supernova, because I can't directly torrent link it, so...
It's not a Flash movie, is it?
No, it's not a Flash movie.
God, no more Flash movies about 9/11, please.
Yeah. I get my news from Flash movies on the internet.
That's where all the facts are, right?
Yeah.
That sounds good. Yeah. I like the ones that are just very factual. Like these
Fahrenheit 9/11 has been broken up into 11 Flash movies and presented on the internet.
Oh,
dead
man.
Serious.
Oh, why? 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 People should just download it or whatever.
Yeah, can you imagine what that's like? I mean, because it's not all that factual to begin with, but then they're like, I'll break it up some more and make it my way. So I'll bet,
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I don't know. I'd have to find a link for that. I could show that to you. You can watch the first part of it, and you'd be like, what the fuck is this?
Wow. Yeah, if you could email me that, the name of that, or a link, or something, because I'm going to promptly forget it after the show, and that sounds something I'd want to watch.
That, and I really don't want to endorse games on the show, but fucking Grand Theft Auto San Andreas is the best game ever made.
and with all the controversy, you can go for it.
Dude,
I think that's hilarious.
Dude, that game is awesome. I've never been able to, like, do so much in a game before. It's fucking sweet.
It looks cool.
And I've heard Will Wheaton is a DJ on the car radio.
Will Wheaton is a DJ, so is Axl Rose. It marks the comeback of Axl Rose.
Ooh.
As, like, a voice talent.
Well, he needed a job, so...
Yeah, that's right.
No shit.
After not showing up for, like, 10 concerts in a row, yeah. He probably needs some work now.
There's actually a techno station on there, too.
Oh, really? Very
dead
cool.
Serious. There's a techno station. It's, like, the best thing ever. They also have a Depeche Mode. They play a lot of Depeche Mode on alternative station.
That's what we need to do. We need to get in the next video game and have Rant Radio as a radio station on the car
radio.
We do need to be
in a video game.
There you go.
That'd kick ass. Go ahead.
I believe that at one point we were in a video game, and I can't remember.
Yeah. The dirty K word was in the video game.
That's right. I don't know which game it was. I don't know where in the video game it was, but I believe it was.
You should talk about. You should try to find out that Mark Echo guy, the guy who does the clothing line. He's creating a video game called Mark Echo's Getting Up, and it's supposed to be. It's an urban simulator.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Like it's like for tagging and stuff like that. It's the first ever urban simulator.
Oh wow!
And. It's in pre-production right now, and they've actually got some screens up on the internet and stuff like that. You should get a hold of their company about getting in there, because Rant Radio would be a perfect fit, like the industrial and funk stations.
Interesting.
Perfect fit for that.
Interesting.
It's the main pictures that I've seen have a guy running around in a hoodie and a gas mask.
Oh, wow.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, painting tags and stuff, and, like, you can create your own tags, and it's supposed to be able to get any vehicle that's actually seeable. So,
nice. Very cool. So,
yeah, I'm getting a lot of static. What the hell is going on, you guys? Come on, Halloween, a new Sean page up. I've been hearing static the entire broadcast.
Static.
There's a new Sean page that just comes up. Just
static.
All of a sudden appears on October 31st. And
static.
Then I'm hearing static in the background. What are you fucking keep playing?
I haven't heard any static, but maybe the listeners have. Yeah.
I've heard static the entire broadcast, and I was like,
That's wishful thinking. I'm gonna set aside those thoughts that you're having, and it's very wishful thinking, but it's not gonna happen.
Yeah,
it would have been a perfect
marketing
idea, though.
It would have, yeah.
But have a Tales from After Now season 4 start up on Halloween.
Maybe.
Even if he just didn't do it for, like, the rest of the month, have it start up on Halloween, he would be like, oh my god.
One of the other shows even went out on a limb today, or not today, but this week, and said Patrolling would be out tonight. And I'm like, who said that and why?
Yeah, I don't know where they'd get that. I've never said that.
I never said it either, so I'm like, how would you know what I don't?
I think it's a lot of wishful thinking on everybody's just expecting something to come out in Halloween, but there's nothing ready, so... Well, there is a website, there you go. There was something on Halloween, appropriately, right?
Yeah. It's got a skull on it. What do you want?
Yeah, it's got a skull. Fear the skull. Maybe after now, season 4 will come out next Halloween. How about that?
Yeah, I get it. The next season of After Now will appear about the next time is the new Nine Inch Nails studio album, which is 2017, April 17th, 2017.
That's about right. After Now will come when Sean is able to come up with something that's good enough that he thinks After Now is worthy of. So there's no schedule right now for After Now.
It'll
happen. Unfortunately.
Late 2004 get pushed back to...
It is going to be pushed
2017.
Back. Yeah. A whole bunch of stuff in that list is going to be pushed back in a few minutes.
you know what?
I'm curious to see the DEFCON stuff.
Mm-hmm. It'll be done when it's done. How about that?
Yeah, there's a disclaimer at the
bottom.
Taking
the Half-Life 2 approach, are you, Smokey?
That's right. It'll be done when it's done. Maybe if you're nice.
Oh man. Yeah. I'm curious to see the DEFCON stuff though, because I hear you guys met up with Kevin Rose and some people like that.
Well, some of the people in our crew met up with Kevin Rose. I didn't personally meet up with them, but some of the guys did. So we had some there. I think there's some pictures up there of some of the guys and Kevin Rose and what's
Alex Albrecht or whatever.
I can't remember. Steve Wozniak.
Dan Heward.
Steve Wozniak.
One of those guys. Yeah.
Yep. Okay, well, that's enough for this phone call, and we'll let you go.
Yeah. All right, then. Well, I'll talk to you guys later.
Okay, later.
Candy wants us to try again.
Well, there's
begging.
Nothing to try. She's not there. Oh, there she is.
Did you find her?
Yeah. Like, she wasn't in my list at all, and now she's on the list. She wasn't offline or online. I knew she... Candy.
Hello.
Oh, my God, what's happening?
We can't hear you.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me at all?
You're like in opposite end of a washroom, it sounds like.
Yeah. Are you in a bowling alley?
She's like in the bathroom shouting across the room or something. Sounds like the webcam scenario. Oh, and you got to turn off your radio.
She's got her speakers on. Just turn them off.
Okay.
I've never been on the radio before.
Yeah.
She's giving us shit. My God.
She's the only girl. That's why she's doing it.
Yeah, she can take advantage of us as the only female caller.
Yeah, see, she could be like, well, I can leave anytime I want.
Oh, I changed my setup. I'm downstairs because I was at a land party with one of my friends. And so now I have to figure out what I'm doing.
Whoa. Holy crap, she's attacking us.
I think she fell on me.
That's a lot better.
It's to bring you pain and suffering.
So were you across the room? It sounds
like I don't have enough of that.
Jack. Whoa. Damn it.
Is there a mute button?
Are you tangled in something?
Are you falling down?
Yes.
Are you having difficulties?
Just a few.
Would you like to borrow my walker?
Hush. Okay, I'm gonna switch microphones. Maybe that will help.
You had it for a minute. What'd you do?
It was fine.
Hold on.
You sound fine.
You sound okay.
Yeah.
Just talk. Just
talk
in the microphone to us.
Sorry,
and we'll hear your voice.
Sorry. Okay, hello? Are we good? Are we fine?
We're okay.
We're okay.
It still sounds static.
Well,
or is it just me?
It kind of sounds like ass, but it'll work for now. If you could get a little bit closer to the microphone, it would be even better.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I can do it.
We can clean this up in post production, right?
Oh, completely. Yeah, we can.
We're not like live or anything, are we?
No. This is all taped, and we can edit this all together and cut out this really boring part.
Awesome.
I'm sorry. Happy
That's
Halloween.
Okay.
So what's happening? We'll just deal with it. What's happening with you tonight? Did you get a lot of candy for Halloween? Or?
Well, I dressed up as a fallen angel and went around. And just looked cool to suck the other one. And you got a little tiny bunch of candy stuff, yes.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I just wanted to give people candy, whatever.
So what's your sugar is very good, especially for this late at night to keep awake. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So what's happening in your life?
Not much. I have a 4-day weekend though, because I have Monday and Tuesday after school.
Oh, you
That's
bastard!
Cool.
Lucky you.
Yep.
Well, as fun as this is.
And? And?
You know, I have to have a bad show. There's one of them. Yeah.
You're trying to make this into a bad show?
No, I'm saying I have to have a bad show. I have to have one call that's bad.
No, you don't. Because you don't have your stickers yet.
Oh, that's true.
They're still sitting on my desk.
Mwahaha.
No, you have to send me stickers. They're mine. I swear.
You better work for them. Entertain us.
Yeah. Singing the Halloween song or something?
No. Seems like
a,
you.
Okay.
Trying to. Well, we're gonna move on. Thank you for getting all that set up and everything, but it sounds like ass. But
yes, it does. Actually, it does.
So hopefully you can get that all cleared up for next week, and and we'll talk to you.
I will. I'm downstairs, and the setup is all cleared up. So
okay. Okay. Well, we'll talk to you next week, Candy.
Okay. Sorry, guys. Have a happy Halloween.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Bye bye.
Bye.
Oh,
and that was Candy calling from the shower.
Yeah, she was across the room, and she's using a webcam mic. Oh, it's just awful.
Yeah.
Awful, 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 nastiest. Okay, who is also wanting to call in? XEYS wants to call in, but XEYS has either not added me to their list, or they just don't know what they're doing. So that is the last of calls, apparently.
He's going to bug me anyway.
Is he?
Because he co-hosted Nuts and Bolts, and he wants to know if I heard it or not.
Oh, okay.
And he's asked me like three or four times, because I think he wants a show. So he's like, have you listened yet? Have you listened yet?
Oh, you have to listen to his part of...
Yeah, I have to listen to his part.
Well, that's weird. Candy's inputs are 69 raw, toll, full.
I'm like... You have to remember that. I'm like daddy, okay? you answer emails, and, you know, you chase Sean, and I'm like daddy.
You babysit everyone, eh?
Yeah, I do. It's kind of sad, actually.
Oh, Richard, that's right. Richard wants
that's
to talk.
Right.
Hopefully this will be a good call, and we can end the show nicely.
Don't hold your breath, dude.
I'm not. It's going like, well, it's mediocre tonight. Not maybe below mediocre,
yeah,
this show tonight.
I think we're batting about, 40%.
Ringing, it says. In progress. Richard, how are you doing tonight? Oh, my
Hello.
God.
Hello.
Richard. Yay.
Richard.
Hello.
Hello. What's happening?
What's up, dude?
Sorry, I got to get this stupid radio thing off here.
Turn it off before... Yeah.
Well, you don't give me any notes that you're going to call me.
That's true.
But so what? That's your problem, dude.
As soon as you see it ringing, turn off your radio.
That's what I do.
I do, but I have this new Winamp skin. It's all wacky and it doesn't work right.
Wacky,
well,
Winamp skin. Sounds like a problem.
Yeah, that's all you, dude. It's not us.
So what's happening over in the eastern part of the world?
Not much. I am just... Had a really good show, and I found out the secret to having a good show.
Tell us, please. We're not having a good show tonight.
Content?
Give the people what they want.
Oh,
that's easier said than done.
That's easier said than done.
Yes, it is.
What they want of me is enormous amounts of work, and I can't easily pull it off in 2 seconds.
And what they want of me is just to say yes to everything.
Yes. So we can't give them what they want. They want too much of us. What did they want of you that you were so able to deliver to them?
I had to rub a microphone against my eye, my open eye, to entertain these people.
You had to put what against your open eye?
My microphone, just rubbing it into my eye.
And that entertained them, and that made them happy?
Yes.
Well, that's...
My suffering caused the IRC a lot of joy.
Obviously,
see, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
See, that's what I thought. You use the IRC as your sample. Don't do that, man.
It's a bad sample. Yeah.
And not only that, we don't put stuff in your eye because we don't provide medical coverage.
Yeah, we don't have a good
Damn
health
it.
Plan with this. Even though we're based out of Canada, it's we don't have a good health plan.
No,
well,
we don't.
Here's the story behind the MIRC and why I based the last hour of my show yesterday night on the fucking IRC.
Okay.
My co-host Shade left during the show.
Left in anger?
No. He just was like, yeah, I'm going to go to a party now. And I'm like, what? He's like, yeah. I told you about this on the phone. I'm like, we never talked on the phone.
He was talking
about
his imaginary
friend. I got to go.
Well, I kind of know how you feel, dude, because it was like an hour before Mark and Daryl was supposed to come on today. And Mark goes, can you fill in for me? And I'm like, no.
Yeah, a little more planning.
I was hoping they'd go
on
today, but they didn't.
They ran like a repeat or something.
Yeah, I think people were complaining about it in the IRC. Oh, it's a repeat. This sucks.
Well,
it wasn't a repeat. It was the best of.
Best of.
And it was
of.
Like this horrible cut.
Best of equals repeat.
Well, sorry.
I was going to talk to them because I always bug them during their show. I just send them like random facts during the show.
Some people give crap about that show, but I like that show. That's I think it's a pretty neat show. Plus, they let me yell at them on the air, so that's really fun.
And that's a bonus for Smokey.
I like it.
I get to call on and bug them. It's one of my favorite shows.
That's okay, because everybody complains about everybody else's show. You're all a bunch of little bitches.
If you don't like
about anyone's show.
So if you don't like a show, phone in and complain to them, and then you can bitch them out and make their show better.
Echo was complaining about your show, and I'm like, wow.
I know, I was pissed.
Echo's a nice guy, but he's pretty dry. So when Echo complains about somebody else's show, I'm like, okay. I guess that's cool.
You take out the grain of salt.
Yes.
Yeah.
I get amused by things like that.
So, have anything else to add? We actually have a couple more callers that want to call in.
I would like to make the Rant Radio movie.
I heard that, and I was intrigued
by it. I told you my idea for it.
Yeah.
How come you didn't tell me? I'm a goddamn program director.
He messaged me today.
What's going on around here, man? I don't get the memo.
We're
going
to cut out the middleman, Smokey.
Middleman.
Well, middleman. You cut me out. Watch what gets done.
But I don't think you have a script. You have like an idea, right? It's just an idea.
We're all improv artists. Me and my group of friends are all actors. Yeah. We're all improv artists, so we think we can just take a camera and look.
You think so, huh?
You know what?
Yes.
It might be cool.
Maybe. Go for it. I mean,
at least we wouldn't be going, ah, get jet the fuck, and I'm the fucking man.
What the hell is that about?
I'm just making fun of patrolling.
I see.
He's picking on your editing, dude, like I like to do.
It'll only get worse if you complain about it. More extreme.
Oh,
I'll cut out pauses within words now.
Sometimes after you encode it, it sort of comes out like that, man. I mean, God bless you, dude, but you can't edit video like you edit audio. It just doesn't work. It's too jumpy.
Lies. It's all lies.
See, I try, guys. You can't tell him nothing. Nothing.
Nope. Can't tell me a thing. Maha.
Well, the idea takes place in 1988, so we're looking for good musical songs to go along with the Rand Radio movie idea.
And lots of pastel colors?
Yes.
Yeah, lots of pastel colors. Lots of pink shirts with white overcoats.
I was like 3 in 1988 and 1989, so this should be good.
Wow, I was in high school. Holy crap.
Yeah, I was
Holy
in grade,
shit.
I was in grade, what is it, like 9?
Like 9 or 10.
9 or 10, yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy. I didn't even thought of Rant Radio back then, so that'll be an interesting kind of combination.
That's because we couldn't have done it back then.
It's very true. I hadn't even heard of the internet at that point.
You know what we had back then? Apple IIs. That's what I had in school.
I don't want to give away, but we do have for a script, just like the ideas that we've written down.
Yeah.
But the janitor's name is James.
Ah, I'm secluded to being a janitor, huh?
Yes, we worked you in that way.
Oh, thanks.
That way
That's great.
Can figure we can actually have you as a cameo part in it.
Because
there's
that?
No other way to work you into the movie, like to have you come down and do it. Otherwise, besides you just walking around with a mop somewhere.
So somebody has to shoot me mopping a floor, and that's my cameo in the movie.
We
Send
have
it
to
in, and it'll be in the movie.
We have to find a stand-in for me, or a sit-in, as you might say.
A sit-in, yeah.
We're going to call it the computer smokehouse.
You can be the voice of the computer.
That's true. Or, you know, we need like a stunt cripple.
A stunt cripple. Well, interesting
idea.
Oh,
the other thing
yeah.
is,
uh-huh.
I'm making dolls. I'm going to go through with it. I'm going to make Rant Radio dolls.
See, that was very cool. I thought that was neat.
And that is very cool.
So is there stuff, little devices you can buy that have the pull strings? And you can
I don't know,
like,
but if not, I can rip
MP3s.
Apart Elmo.
That's true. But you'd have to be able to upload stuff into that, right?
Yeah.
I'll find some way.
You just incorporate.
I'll get all those Woody dolls from back Toy Story 2.
That's true.
It's very interesting he mentioned that, Rant Radio dolls, considering what I just purchased not too long ago.
Yes, that is very
That's very
ironic,
odd.
Very ironic.
What did you buy?
I'm not saying, because It's a gift for someone.
It's a secret.
It's a super secret present.
Super
for
secret
Osama.
Smokey, I'm for Osama. You didn't have to give me anything.
Well, we felt we needed to for Halloween to get you something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's give it to him now. Hang up on him.
Okay, bye, Richard.
No.
Oh, you got something else to say? Yeah.
I did, but then you threw me off with the, you're going to hang up on me.
I doubt it.
That's awesome.
You're just thinking on the fly here now. You're just trying to keep on the line.
I always do that. Can't you tell I always do that?
Yes. Yeah, you're just coming up with shit on the fly. Yeah, I'm going to make dolls and a movie and
well, you
throw pillows for you.
And I'm an escape prisoner and people beat me. Yeah.
Please, keep me on the line, please. Yeah, an escape
you
prisoner.
You son of a bitch, that was an idea for a show.
Well, I ruined it, so too bad. Yeah. You didn't do a good enough job. You didn't get past me.
All right. Well, happy Halloween, guys.
Happy Halloween, and have a rest of the good evening, and have a good sleep. Go to bed. Jeez, it's like 5 in the morning there.
No, it's only 3:43.
Well, that's late enough. Okay.
I'm an insomniac.
Bye-bye.
I want a show 24 hours a day.
Shut
Give
up.
Me what
Get
I want.
Up. Get off my phone.
He's gone. He's gone. Oh, this is sucking.
Everybody keeps asking me if I had a good Halloween. I'm like, I didn't leave the house.
Maybe that's a good Halloween.
It's Sunday, you know. I'm 30 years old, and it's Sunday, you know.
Yeah.
It's a day.
This is a new caller. This is XEYS. XEYS, how do you pronounce your name?
Z's.
Z's, okay. So this is the first time you've been on Rantspeak, eh?
Yeah. I've been begging Smokey to go ahead and check out my stuff on the Nuts and Bolts show. Okay, I know it sounds dorky, I know, but hey, you know, I was just sitting there and I jumped in and, hell, I thought I did okay. Now, I'm probably going to hear a bunch of shit like, you
okay.
sucked, but...
First off, I haven't heard it yet. Okay, I have not heard it. So don't come on here and tell me that it's dorky because you're not helping yourself.
Yeah. Don't put up some disclaimers about how dorky it is. It does probably does not helping, but who knows?
Don't cloud my already angry judgment.
Angry judgment.
Well, actually, I want to end this really sweet show with Echo and Blue, and yeah, it'll be your privilege to listen to it at some time during your leisure. Yeah.
And what are we talking about here?
Like a guest part on a show does not really. You'd probably still have to put a demo in because, like, what are you going to talk about on your show?
What do you want to do?
Actually, my show is going to be a triathlete meets geek, and there's like a weird hybrid life kind of life form formed. Basically, this is sound weird. Athlete meets geek, and it's like kind of a hybrid, you know.
And this works for radio. How? What are you gonna do?
It's weird. It's different. Rant Radio has the weirdest shit in the world. So.
Well, maybe it will work. Who knows? I guess you'll probably have to submit a demo. But Smokey.
Well, it's kind of like okay. I went on a 15-mile bike ride, a 10-mile run, and by the way, I have to go to CS 164. You know. I'm doing a Pearl script, and I have to go swim a mile in the morning. You know, things like that.
And?
Oh, this isn't demo time. This is not demo time.
Okay, anyway, yeah.
This is
anyway, cool.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm sure Smokey will take a listen to that. And
sure.
And tell you to submit a demo.
I'm sure, yeah. Yeah, but it was cool. I want to go ahead and call in. The show's cool.
Well,
I can go ahead and do the whole... Oh, y'all are so cool, you know, because y'all already hear that shit every day.
You are too cool.
That's fine. Go ahead, dude.
Please,
we
praise
like
us. Praise us.
Y'all are so cool. Yeah, anyway.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
And this
but,
is,
go ahead. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No. I was just going to hang up on you.
Oh, really?
Do you have anything else?
At least you're honest.
Do you have anything else to say? Or anything else you want to talk about?
Nothing that would, like, cure cancer or anything like that, no.
Well, that's what we're looking for. We're looking for a cure for
cancer.
Okay,
yeah, I'm still working on that. I'll get back with you when I do.
Excellent. Definitely phone in when you have
time. All right, later.
Later. Yeah. Bye.
I think I'm getting a brain tumor.
Me too. Big, bad brain tumor.
Is there anybody else, or was that it?
One more, and that's it.
Oh, more.
Kindling Boy. Our copywriter. Mm-hmm. Poor Rant, who writes some of the stuff you see on the webpages.
He's calling to plead with me now, probably.
About what? Oh, please don't make me write your bio. I don't know what to say. I'll screw it up. Kindling Boy.
Hello?
I'm going to talk, okay?
Louder. A little bit louder.
Louder.
No.
No?
Yeah.
Yes?
Sorry.
How's it okay. going? What's happening tonight, Kindling Boy? Are you watching TV? You really should turn off the TV while you're listening to the show.
Yeah. Show some pride in your work, man. I want to be on the
radio. Sorry.
Jesus, what the hell's going on at your house?
He's having a party, I think.
Hello.
Hello. What's
hey.
Up? What do you want?
Let's see if I can turn up my mic here in my control
it's
panel.
It's perfectly fine. It's great.
We can hear you.
It's good.
You now.
It's really good.
Okay.
So what's happening?
Nothing. It's just my first time calling in.
Cool.
No, there's no TV. I'm over at a LAN party right now, actually. And
okay.
Well, everyone was being loud.
This is the most lag I've ever heard of.
That.
This is horrible.
Like he's answering questions 30 seconds, 45 seconds later. So when I say the word cow, say the word cow, Kindling Boy. Cow. Waiting for cow. Waiting for cow.
Say cow, goddammit.
Say cow.
Cow.
See? Jesus, like 30 seconds. I think he's listening to the radio, because that's about the length of time.
Are you listening to the radio, or are you talking to us directly with, like, headphones, dumbass?
Okay, hold on.
Kindling Boy's last name is spelled D-U-M-A-S, Dumas, or pronounced Dumbass.
Dumas.
Jesus, come on, get with it. Turn off your radio and listen to the Skype audio, please.
Yeah.
I am. I'm listening to the Skype audio
Yay!
Right now.
Congratulations.
There
we go. Yay.
Wow.
I'm stupid. This is my first time ever using Skype, actually.
Once again, it proves the more people that you have in a room, the dumber they get.
The IQ is dropping.
You're right,
as we
actually.
Speak. What does that say about the IRC? We're not going to tell you, but.
It's obvious.
It's obvious. So, what's happening at your place? Party? Halloween party, sounds like?
No, just a LAN party just happened to be on Halloween.
I hear females. That's not a LAN party. What's happening over there?
you're lying.
yeah, actually, I'm Candy's friend. I'm one of them.
Oh, okay.
He's all gay, like a girl. There's girls here.
Ooh, girls, yeah. What? Candy's friend's whining at me. It's a girl. Ooh.
So
hey, dude.
What's happening in your life? So besides the LAN party, what did you want to phone in about? Since you're the last caller, I hope it's good.
Yeah, hope it's good. Well, that's
we passed that a long time
idea.
Ago.
But yeah. I don't know. I was just calling in to say that I enjoy the show. Like, you guys are cool and you're funny. And
well, thank you.
Is this Kindling Boy or am I all fucked up here?
No. This is Dark Cookie and me.
Okay.
Son of a bitch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is just my, it's just my real name, and because okay. Dark Cookie was taken somehow.
Dark Cookie.
I don't know how. it's like it's one of the most unique names ever. Yet it's taken. So.
Somebody's out to get you.
I didn't feel like being like Dark Cookie. 094372.
This is horrible. I'm just going to take a drill to my head. Go nuts.
How's your LAN going?
Good. Everyone's just kind of being stupid and sitting around. Stop scratching me! Sorry about that.
No, you're not.
No, you're not. You're not upset about that.
Yeah. Either. But yeah, I was just calling in. And I wanted to say sorry for Candy because I was talking to her on the phone. And
where are you now?
Yeah, I was talking around the phone because she had a LAN party. And, yeah, everything got all screwed up over there, so.
She's at the LAN, she's there right now? Is that her in the background?
No, she was at a different one.
Oh, okay.
She had, like, a little mini one over at her house. She's a separatist, so.
Okay.
So you're telling me there were girls at two separate LAN parties? You lie.
Yeah, no.
Lies.
No.
Put the girl on the phone.
Yeah.
Okay, she wants to talk to you really bad.
We're
okay,
tired
here
of
she is.
Good.
Hello.
Hello, girl at LAN party. We couldn't believe that there's a female at a LAN party there.
Yeah. I know, it's amazing.
Are you kicking their ass or what?
I actually don't have my computer in here right now. It's out in the car.
But you would be kicking their ass if your computer was there.
Yeah, Candy wants to yell.
How is Candy there?
She's on the phone.
Okay.
Yeah, but Ken, she actually told me to call, but Kendall's just, like, hogging the spotlight here.
Okay.
So.
Well, you didn't do much of a hogging of the spotlight.
I know.
You were mostly...
I know, he's boring.
So is it does it stink like boys there?
It does. Actually, it stinks like potato chips right now.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah, it's better. Ouch.
I have a question.
Yeah.
How come you went to a LAN party and left your computer in the car?
Because I just got here fairly recently and I haven't gotten my computer out yet, and I don't know if I'm going to stay here.
Holy late night LANing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what time zone are you in?
I'm on
Central
the Mountain? West Coast.
Okay, so it's not too bad. It's about midnight, but don't you have to go somewhere in the morning? It's Monday tomorrow.
No, we don't have any, like, school or anything tomorrow. I was at a Halloween party.
What the hell? Is it like a holiday in the States? November 1st or something?
No, there's
no.
Conferences.
Oh, wow.
It's like Parent-Teacher Day?
Yeah, stuff like that.
Okay, so you're going to get in trouble tomorrow? Your teachers are going to tell you how horrible you are to your parents?
No, I'm actually doing better this year, but except in my art class. Because I haven't turned any art in, but that's okay.
Do you know who we are?
Shut up, Dean.
Yeah.
Huh?
Do you know who we are? Did someone just force you a microphone on you and it's like, talk to these people?
Catherine just said, call these people and tell them I apologize. It's like, okay.
So you don't know who we are or what's going on right now or that that hundreds of people will
I
be hearing you on the radio.
I have absolutely no idea what is going on right now. I have absolutely no idea who you people are. I'm just talking to random people on a microphone.
Cool. Yeah, you are live on the radio, you know, right?
Yes, you are. You are being broadcast to people right now.
I'm live on the radio, yay! Hello, radio people.
There you go, and they will say hi back.
See, yeah. now they like us because they think we're cool.
Yay! Yay.
Yeah.
Dane, don't poke me.
Thank you.
Stop it.
That's filth
yeah.
going on. Just filthy going on there. That's,
filthy.
Yeah. Just awful.
Indeed.
Stuff. Yeah.
I'm cutting that one out and using it later.
That's some good clips there, right?
That's going in a promo somewhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So at least this is somewhat interesting and almost redeemed the show, but not quite.
Not really.
No.
But you know,
we've had a really
whatever.
Bad show tonight. It's been.
What do you
I'm
mean
sorry.
What
hey,
do you
Mike,
mean
is that my computer or is that someone else's? No.
In the Twilight Zone.
Stop it.
Boy, I hope you never have children.
I couldn't hear you because everyone started singing.
She can't identify her own things. Is that my computer?
No, it looks exactly like my computer. I think it's someone else's though.
We're gonna let you get back to the party because it sounds like they want you to go back to the parties. But thank
Kendall,
you for talking.
Yeah. Kendall, come back.
No, we don't want to talk to Kendall.
Oh,
no,
you,
okay. Never mind.
No,
never mind, Kendall. Go away.
We're just gonna hang up and say hi to Candy for us, or Catherine.
Candy.
We like her.
Yeah.
She's nice.
Yeah, she is. She's very nice.
Okay. Well, thanks for talking, and we will maybe talk with you another time. Okay, we won't.
Righto.
Okay. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
She seemed a little opposed to talking to us again, which I don't fault her for.
That's okay, because do we really want to?
Not really. You know? She seemed distracted.
You know, I am so glad, because tomorrow the WWF is coming to town, and I'm going. I have something to look forward to, huh? I have free tickets, and I'm going, and this is like something for my misplaced aggression.
Excellent. That's good.
It's going to be great, because right now I need to do some like Jedi centering exercises or something.
Oh, I don't know what the problem was this week. like, not enough news stories? I don't know.
No.
I think the callers really brought us down badly.
They did.
It was
dude, it's their fault.
I totally blame it on the callers. They couldn't get their shit together. Their technology was all over the place.
We were here on time. God,
I know.
Damn it.
As soon as the Cup of Joe show ended, we were here. We did our thing. And then the callers have to do their thing. They are part of the show, and they let us down. They make up a large majority of the show.
Yeah, it's like, turn your radio off, dude. What?
It's like show number 34, and they still haven't got it. And these are constant callers, too. Like, these people have called in before, some of them.
I'm all confused. Did we actually talk to Killing Boy or not?
No, we didn't.
Now, see, that's lame.
The guy's name, his name was Kendall, and I thought, and it just confused me, so it wasn't him. We never talked to him. we talked to some random guy.
Yep. I wanted to, because he replaced the Macintosh files with text files, and they suck too. So.
Oh, really? The text
and
files.
And it was election stuff I wanted you to put up on the page. And I need it, like, quick.
Well, we still got a day.
We got one more day.
For whatever that counts for. So if everybody checks the page every day, then they'll see it, I guess.
I should say that, I'll tell you this, he'll have an 800 number too, so you guys can call in and ask questions.
Oh, cool.
But don't be an asshole to a senator, okay? Do that.
That's a bad thing. Does he have any screening, or is it just like, boom?
I hope that he does.
I hope so too, because that
I swear
may be
to God,
difficulty there, yeah.
I will send someone to your house to kill you if you disrespect a senator. I don't care if you like him or not.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Don't be an idiot. Okay, well, we're going to be out of here because I'm hot, and we've got 5 minutes left in the tape, so I thought I'd try and squeeze on another episode, and it worked. We fit it in. So let's see who's in the RC. Pseudocrow, Psychofish, Roscoe, Cyberlord, Candy, get your shit together next week, please. Slacker, Gluco Archive, Pseudocrow, Shrine Master, Liquid Blue, Ego, Slacker, Cow Compressor 2000, Zenobius, Shrine Master, Dark Cookie Left, yay. And that's about all the people in the IRC.
This goes into the bad show column.
Yeah, bad show column, definitely. Not so fun. But
this is embarrassing.
We make fun of ourselves having a bad show, so maybe that makes it a good show. No. Probably not. No, it doesn't.
No.
So we're going to say goodbye till next week, and
make sure to vote.
And after that, you may or may not have a new president.
Yep.
You may have
vote
the same
anyway.
One.
Vote
anyway, no matter what.
And don't cheat.
Don't cheat on your voting. Don't look at the other person's ballot card. Is that how you cheat?
No,
what are you voting? Don't look at mine.
Well, there was a guy in Florida who registered to vote like 35 times.
Oh, that's cheating.
That's cheating.
That's definitely cheating.
So, what I meant.
Don't cheat. So say goodbye, Smokey, and I'll say goodbye, and then we'll play the outro. And we'll
goodbye, Smokey.
And goodbye for me. And here is a quote from Pop Pop the Volume. Goodbye.
Bitches.
You ever get the feeling that little band so far? Shoot. You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up? You know that feeling that the whole country is like 1 inch away from saying, "That's it, forget it." Think about it. Everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. All you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight. It feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.